I'm very excited today to share with you the launch of an innovation in cotton that is the latest in the BASF cotton portfolio that's helping you get the most out of every acre. With the EPA registration of Headline for Cotton, BASF displays a renewed investment in a portfolio of cotton that includes Pentia, Prowl H2O, and Clarity. Headline is the leader in disease control and plant health. There's been an amazing buzz about Headline, and it seems to be growing. We have the most broadly researched and the most proven fungicide available. It's backed by more than 5,000 on-farm trials, representing more than 250,000 acres. This includes our corn and soy trials. If we look further, we have over 1,000 wheat trials, 100 on peanuts, 100 on potatoes, and numerous other crops. Headline is the best, broadest, proven fungicide on the market with excellent disease control. But what we often hear from growers is that when they treat with Headline, they see something more, something that they can't seem to explain. So what we've tried to do is capture that idea with something we refer to as plant health. And this is more than just a catchphrase. What we're trying to encompass here is something that you can't describe by looking at a single disease alone or looking at when you have a disease complex in the field. We can look at individual pieces in the lab, but what we're talking about is in the real world, in the field, how these factors interact. And what we see is that we impact not just disease control, but also growth efficiency. So we see that corn is able to better utilize nitrogen without additional nitrogen applied and grow more efficiently. And during the evening, it's able to slow respiration so that the plant has more energy. We also see impacts on stress tolerance. We see interesting impacts on frost and freezing tolerance with mint or with citrus. And with corn, we've seen that if you apply Headline just prior to or just after hail, you can have a marked improvement in stress tolerance and recovery from the damage. So these three factors come together to really define what we consider disease control and plant health. So Headline has been on the market internationally for a long time. And when we introduced peanuts in 2003, we found that it's not just a superior foliar disease control, but that with the effectiveness and residual activity, you can actually eliminate one of the applications, saving an application on the field. And it's one of the highest yielding programs. We have wheat, which has consistent results with excellent residual control that varies geographically in application patterns. And of course, with corn, we are starting to see improved stalk strength, harvest efficiency. Soybeans, Headline is the superior Asian soybean rust control. And now we're able to bring to you, with this registration, disease control and plant health benefits for cotton. So what I wanted to do was sort of walk through each of these crops, and in the time that we have, just give you just a highlight of each of them and some of the results that we're seeing. And then at the end, Scott is going to go into depth into looking at cotton. So Headline has excellent control of a number of peanut diseases. Those include leaf spot, as well as a Rhizoctonia peg and pod rot. What I have is just a quick picture of some of the disease control that we see with peanuts. And leaf spot control, it is the superior leaf spot control. You see Headline versus Bravo in the first panel. We also have excellent white mold control. And we have nice control of Rhizoctonia. But as I mentioned before, what has been really nice with our peanut program is that because of the effectiveness and residual control, you can combine the first and second application so that you save a spray. And that means you save an application cost on the field. And at the same time, you're improving disease control over other programs. So as we say, two of your first three fungicide applications should be Headline. In wheat, we've seen that Headline has increased yields from 4 to 6 bushels per acre. And in the south, with the soft red winter wheat varieties, you're probably looking at the higher end of that average. So Headline helps maintain plant stress tolerance. And what we've seen is that it provides healthier, cleaner, disease-free stalks. And if you look in the picture, you can see, hopefully in this presentation here, that the leaves in the check are brown, whereas in the Headline treated, they're nice and green, which are able to continue to provide energy to the plant for grain fill. And you can also see in the check that these straws are starting to break. So we're having lodging of the wheat, And Headline is protecting the plant from this stress and improving harvestability. Again, Headline provides excellent disease control for wheat and strong control of stripe rust and leaf rust. This year, there's been reports of these diseases in Louisiana and Mississippi, and the reports have been increasing. And there's also been reports that these diseases are becoming more aggressive. So this fungicide will be an excellent application there. What I have here is a summary of 3 years of stripe rust control from central Oklahoma. And what we can see is that this represents 3 years with a single application at flag leaf 50% emerged. And the disease was only mildly present at application time. But even if we start looking 27 to 29 days after application, Headline is providing excellent control of the disease over the competitive product tilt. And we get a nice increase in yield. With corn, we've had a very exciting year. We've had over 7 million acres of corn treated with Headline, looking somewhere between a 12 to 16 bushel per acre increase on average, which represents approximately 98 million extra bushels of corn. And that's without extra land, without extra seed, without extra fertilizer, which is fairly exciting when we start looking at the increase in demand for grain for things like ethanol production. And we're also seeing those benefits in the healthier, cleaner stalks that result in less lodged corn. So as I said, we have excellent control of the major foliar diseases of corn, such as gray leaf spot. We have control of southern rust and anthracnose. And we're recommending these applications to go on preventatively so that we get these plant health benefits for corn. What's been really nice is that we've started seeing third parties that are confirming the results that we've been generating internally. Channel Bio, for those who aren't familiar, researches, develops, and sells corn and soybean for the brands Crows, Midwest Seed Genetics, and NC Plus. And in their fungicide trials in 2007, which represent their small plot research, they saw a nice increase in yield with Headline treatment. And here's a summary with their comparisons of the different products that they looked at this year. So these are some fairly nice pictures and dramatic of this lodging and improved stalk strength that we've been looking at. The top stalk is untreated, and the bottom stalk is just that cleaner, really nice-looking, disease-free stalk. And what we have is a cross-section through these. And you can see what's probably explaining these lodging that we're getting in the untreated, because in the lower section, you see the pith is falling out. And here we had an increase of 13.8 bushels per acre. So in soybean, we're looking somewhere between a 4 to 8 bushel per acre increase. Again, it's helping plants tolerate stress, and it is the most effective control of Asian soybean rust and other yield-robbing diseases. And we're also seeing interesting plant health benefits with soybeans. Headline provides healthier, cleaner, disease-free pods and beans. So it's the number one thing that you want to do to protect your soybean crop is to control Asian soybean rust. But we also want to control those diseases that you might not be looking for as well, and the major diseases of soybean. And Headline provides excellent control. And on the left, you can see pictures of the treated and untreated leaves, seed pods, and seeds. So what I pulled in was a summary of 5 trials from the South that we had this year in Arkansas and Mississippi, and comparing the Headline treated to Quadris and untreated. And we saw a very nice increase in yields with the Headline treated soybeans. And finally, looking at the Asian soybean rust control. We have here a comparison from LSU, Dr. Ray Schneider. And the fungicide was applied at R3, and the rust was first detected in September. And this is an evaluation 14 days after the Asian soybean rust was detected at the mid-plant level. And we can see here that Headline is the number one control agent for Asian soybean rust control. So with those exciting summary they have of the crops in Headline, Scott's going to present now the data that we're looking at in cotton.